Previously on the Big Bang Theory.
Well, there was this girl.
What did you do?
Nothing. Really, it was just kissing.
All right.
So, we're still getting married?
Yes.
Because we love each other?
Yes.
And it's the happiest day of our lives.
Don't push it.
I need some time to take a step back and reevaluate our situation.
Oh.
Bye, Sheldon.
Well, Gollum. You're an expert on rings. What do I do with this one?
And now...
So what package are you thinking?
This one comes with music and flowers. Oh, they even stream the whole thing live on the internet.
Why do we want that?
Because there's a lot of gorgeous blondes out there who don't believe they can land a short, nearsighted scientist. Let's give them hope.
Whatever, put us on the internet. I've always wanted a wedding with a comment section.
Hey, if you're not into this, we can do it another time.
No. No, I want to. Look, we've put this off long enough. Let's do it.
Oh, that's exactly what you said the first time we slept together. Excuse me. Sheldon. Hey.
Leonard, have you gotten married yet?
No, why?
Good, don't do it.
Why not?
Some important new information has come to light. Women are the worst. I thought it was paper cuts, but I was wrong. No piece of paper ever cut me this deep.
What happened now?
Amy has ended our relationship.
Oh, no, seriously?
What's going on?
Amy broke up with Sheldon.
She did?
Is Penny crying?
No,
of course not. They thrive on our suffering.
Buddy, I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do?
Yes. If I ever talk about going out with a girl again, roll your eyes at me like I do to you when you say dumb things.
Sheldon, okay, just because you're going through this with Amy doesn't mean that all women are bad.
Whatever.
Hey, I just heard about you and Sheldon. Are you okay?
Not really. Can you come over?
Actually, I'm in Vegas. Leonard and I are about to get married.
Hold on. You're getting married and you didn't invite me?
Well, it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Wow. Hope I can catch the bouquet from here.
Amy, don't be like that.
Why did I just hear Amy's name?
Penny's on the phone with her.
Did she say anything about me? Yeah, never mind, I don't care. Well, if you care, you could find out and tell me. Just don't be shocked when you find out that I don't care.
Okay, will you relax? You're not missing anything special.
Hey.
She's upset. Look, it's gonna be a great wedding. Look at you in your little suit.
Amy's upset. Is it about me?
No, I think it's because we're eloping.
Your marriage is causing her pain? Yeah, great. I take it back. Go ahead and do it. Yay for love.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids. Science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Hello?
Oh. What are you doing here?
When last we spoke, you said you needed time.
Well, it's only been 11 hours.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy was nearly 11 hours. I made you watch that. You said it was an eternity.
Sheldon, when I'm ready to talk, I'll let you know.
Very well. You seem to be headed somewhere. May I walk with you?
Sure.
Boy, I'm glad we're going out again.
We're not back together.
Why? Wait, is there someone else? You just couldn't wait for that first notch on your bedpost, could you?
If you must know, I'm going to Howard and Bernadette's to watch the wedding.
And who's this guy you're taking?
There's no guy.
Oh, you're going to a wedding alone? That's sad.
I'm not going to be alone. I'll be with my friends.
Your friends? Well, I think you mean my friends. And why wasn't I invited to this?
Maybe because the two of us being there would make them feel awkward.
We make everyone feel awkward. That's our thing.
They're running a little behind. Should be pretty soon.
Okay.
Hey, if you're hungry, there's a breakfast buffet at the strip club next door.
Thanks, but I don't like glitter on my scrambled eggs.
I don't think the strippers prepare the meal, but okay. It's not how I pictured it either, but I'm still glad we're doing it.
Me too.
You sure?
Yes.
And you promise you're okay with everything from the car?
Oh my God, would you stop bringing it up?
You're right. Oh, I'm sorry. We have the rest of our lives to dredge up stuff from the past and fight about it. So what do you think? Should we run next door and grab a bite?
Well, what if they call our names?
Oh, don't worry. They give me this vibrating coaster.
Oh, and the fairy tale continues.
Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. You feeling okay?
We were together for so long. I honestly don't know what I'm feeling.
That's understandable. You forgot. It's called happy. I'm not saying anything bad, just that she was in love with her captor and somehow managed to escape from his dark and crazy dungeon.
I know what you're going through. My last breakup was pretty tough.
Oh, what was her name?
Hey, it's a true story. I don't need the third degree.
Sheldon's at the window.
God's sake, Sheldon, what are you doing?
I didn't want to come in. I was told it would make everyone feel uncomfortable. So I'll just stay out here and pretend that I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Howard, do something.
I'm on it.
Howard closes the curtains, and Bernadette opens them again.
Sheldon, you being here might not be making things better.
I see. And is that why everybody was invited but me?
They didn't invite everybody but you. Bernadette invited me, and Stuart lives here.
Who wants hot cinnamon rolls?
So, when you hear the music, that's your cue. Any questions?
Oh, the package that we paid for said the aisle was supposed to be strewn with rose petals.
Where are the rose petals?
We're out!
You know what? It's fine.
We can use the potpourri from the bathroom!
Okay. Wait, really, we're good.
Yep, just want to get married.
Yeah.
Great. I'll see you two up there.
This is it.
I know.
I love you.
I love you too.
Was that a yes or no on the potpourri?
No, thank you.
Raj, you're probably wondering why Amy and I aren't showing any affection to one another.
Didn't even crack the top 10.
Well, you should know that she recently broke up with me.
I said I needed time to think.
I'm sure you guys will figure something out.
You hear that? Raj is devastated.
Sheldon, shh, the wedding's starting.
I see what's happening. Sides are forming. Well, if Bernadette's on Amy's team, I pick Howard.
I'm not taking sides.
Fine, because I'm stuck with Raj.
Really?
At least you got picked.
Before I go any further, have either of you prepared your own vows?
Yes.
No. You wrote vows?
Yeah.
I don't have any. You're kind of making me look bad.
It's okay. I don't have to say them.
No, go ahead. I'll come up with something mushy. You'll cry. We got this.
Penny, we are made of particles that have existed since the moment the universe began. I like to think those atoms traveled 14 billion years through time and space to create us so that we could be together and make each other whole.
Wow.
Penny?
Right, okay. Leonard, you're not only the love of my life, you're my best friend. And you've got a friend in me. You got troubles. I got them too. They're isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and we can see it through because you've got a friend in me.
Is that the song from Toy Story?
He loves that movie.
I do.
Aw, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, not like our wedding beautiful.
No, we totally won.
Yeah, Amy, I don't understand. Are we broken up or not? It's like you can't make up your mind.
Because you're not giving me any space to think.
Well, you should think fast, because men can sire offspring their entire lives, but those eggs you're toting around have a sell-by date.
Getting to her feet.
You know what, Sheldon? You've made this really easy. You're immature, you're selfish, you just insulted me to my face. I don't need any more time to think. We're broken up.
Amy.
Will someone take me home?
Yeah, come on, I'll give you a ride.
It symbolizes your eternal love. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
We did it!
I'm so glad you guys can watch!
I'll say it was beautiful in the comment section.
Hang on. I believe I'm supposed to carry you across the threshold.
Can you?
Who do you think carries Sheldon to bed when he falls asleep in front of the TV?
Okay, let's do it.
He grimaces a little as she jumps into his arms and struggles through the door towards the bed.
You gonna make it?
I'm okay.
Nicely done.
Oh, thank you. Finally, there's a Mrs. Hofstetter who isn't disappointed in me.
Yeah. Oh, well, the night is still young.
Sitting on the bed, they kiss, but Penny pauses, their lips still together.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I guess.
Just tell me.
It's just when we were kissing, I couldn't help but picture you with that other girl.
Oh, no, no, come on. I have a friend in you. You said so.
Right, just forget it.
Kissing once more.
Okay, listen. If you're imagining that it was sexy, it wasn't. Oh, we were both drunk, and she smelled like an ashtray. The boat was moving a lot, so I chipped her tooth.
Did you feel guilty?
Well, she had dental insurance.
Did you feel guilty after kissing her?
Yes. I felt guilty as soon as it happened. I feel guilty every time I see her.
What do you mean, every time you see her?
What do I mean? Boy, that's a toughie.
You still see her?
Well, no, not socially, but, you know, just at work.
You work with her? How could you not tell me that?
I wanted to tell you in the car, but you told me to stop talking.
Oh, okay, so you're saying this is my fault?
No, of course not. Okay, look, instead of fighting, why don't we dim the lights, get naked, and make a baby?
Penny pulls a horrid face.
I was trying to lighten the mood. It's not easy, you try it.
Hello, Mother.
Shelly, how's my baby doing?
I just wanted to let you know that you can remove Amy from your nightly prayers. Yeah, unless you're open to praying for a beehive to fall on her head.
Oh, what's going on?
She broke up with me.
Oh, Shelly.
I'll be okay. But I think that I'd like to send the ring back to you.
Well, let's not be hasty. Are you sure it's over for good?
It's over for me. I'm done with women. Like when I swore off Pop Rocks, they both hurt you on purpose.
You want to tell me what happened?
Are you going to say it's all part of God's plan?
Good chance.
Then no thank you.
Well, honey, don't send it back yet. Your sister's married, and I'm not letting your brother give my grandmother's ring to that whore he's dating.
Wasn't Mary Magdalene a woman of ill repute?
When your idiot brother redeems mankind, he can date whoever he wants.
Now, but it's gonna get better.
Yeah, everything's gonna be okay.
You've got so much to offer.
Thank you.
Any man would be lucky to have you.
That's true.
Just hope I did the right thing.
I'm sure you did. Maybe that's the problem. You always do the right thing. Maybe it's time to do the wrong thing.
He's placed his hand on her shoulder.
Like you're doing right now.
Exactly.
I asked you over and over if you were okay. Why would you go through with the wedding if you weren't?
I thought I was okay, but it turns out I'm not.
Okay, listen, I may not have been entirely faithful, but you are not easy to lift.
She looked shocked.
Wow. Well, marriage must agree with you. You are just glowing.
Leonard frowns.
I'm not glowing. I'm upset.
Well, whatever it is, it agrees with you.
Sheldon carries a tray over to Penny's door, but doesn't have a free hand to knock.
Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny.
What's this?
Leonard told me what happened, so I took it upon myself to make you a hot beverage.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah, I know. Turns out being sweet isn't enough to keep a girl these days. I blame Madonna.
Sorry to hear about you and Amy.
No, I'm sorry about Leonard. Thought I raised him better than that.
You know, it's bad enough what happened, but then he tried to hide the fact that he sees her all the time at the university.
He does? Who is it?
Some girl named Mandy.
Mandy Chow?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't need to worry about her. She's brilliant and attractive. She can do way better than Leonard.
That's great.
Wait a minute. I know this may sound far-fetched, but I'm on the market now. You know, if I dated Mandy, that would teach both Leonard and Amy a lesson.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, you're right. I could never be with a woman whose self-esteem was so low she'd be with Leonard.
I'm with Leonard.
Yeah, I know. Forever. Who would have believed these things would happen to us?
Right? No, I can't believe Amy actually went through with it.
Hang on. You knew that she was going to end it with me? Did you try and stop her?
Like, told her to be true to herself and do what makes her happy.
Do what makes her happy? She plays the harp and her car is paid for. How much happier can she be?
Hey, look, it's not my fault that she thought you were a bad boyfriend.
I see.
He packs up his tray, including the mug that Penny's holding.
Think I'll be going.
Sheldon!
No. We are done here.
He doesn't have a free hand to get out.
Would you mind opening the door and then angrily slamming it behind me?
Sure.
Thank you. And slam it hard, because I'm pretty steamed.
All right, Leonard, hang in there. Talk to you tomorrow.
They just got married.
I don't know. It's a mess. They had a huge fight in Vegas.
Think they'll break up?
I don't know. Sounds pretty bad. Penny's back in her apartment all by herself.
Really?
Would you like to hear another reason why men are better than women?
Sure, let's make it an even 100.
You would never kiss me and make me say I love you and then break up with me.
I wouldn't.
And you know why? Because you're a man. The champagne of genders.
I may be a man, but I think I'm the one that screwed up on this one.
Yeah, well, and you admit it, like a man. All you hear women say is, I'll just have a salad. Where's my lip gloss? I think this element should be called radium. That last one was Madame Curie.
I figured that out.
You know what? She was kind of an honorary man. She had a penis made of science.
Can't believe I'm spending my wedding night with you.
Really? I never imagined any other way.